The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Alrighty then, here we go. Hello everybody, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Ray does such a great job producing and engineering our show, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster program. It is a Tuesday, it's the 23rd of January 2018. We're coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening. Have a couple of choices there, my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, if you would like to join in the conversation. That's not a problem. You can just dial us up at 790-2040, and we will get you on the air. We also have a very active Facebook page, and our Twitter presence is at Buckmaster. Let's get right into it and go to Phoenix. Dr. David Garcia is on our live line. Professor Garcia, ASU education professor and candidate, Democratic candidate for governor, and now it is a three-way race for governor. Professor Garcia, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. It seems like there's such a flurry of activity on the education front coming out of the governor's office, and one can't help but wonder, is this a response to certainly you and Senator Farley also running for governor, whose main issue is education?
Bill, this is a response to Doug Ducey not paying enough attention to education. We know he passed a voucher bill in spring. Before that, he squeezed through Proposition 123, which kicked the can forward for funding in Arizona, did it on a promise that he would step forward, would be positive for public education, and that hasn't happened. Really what this means is the governor knows that folks are done and with an administration that isn't going to do enough on public education, and he's seen not only the numbers out there, but the energy to change that here in Arizona. And despite the blitz, and you know he has spent there's money being spent quite a bit out there on trying to let Arizonans know that education is doing okay. But here's the reality, Bill. Under Doug Ducey, we will remain toward the bottom, if not at the bottom, in public education funding. And I think Arizonans want much, much better than that.
There's this new ad campaign, a front page story in our paper, The Star, today from Howard Fisher, that this group is going to be spending, I guess they said they made a, quote, six-figure buy of TV ads up in your area, in the Phoenix area, and I guess more of these ads are going to be coming down here to Tucson to show that education in Arizona is not so bad. I guess that's the bottom line.
I mean, think about that as a campaign slogan, not so bad. And this is six figures spent on trying to create the rosiest picture possible, and the best that Ducey can do is not so bad. Look, we've got to get better than not so bad here in Arizona, and I think that even though that campaign has spent that kind of money, they're going to get basically outspent in the sense that if people look at their schools, if they talk to their teachers, they're not going to hear the same message. Arizona public education needs influx of energy and resources. Our teachers are leaving in droves, and our students are not getting the opportunities they deserve.
Are you saying, in effect, we need a complete reset, David Garcia, on education?
We need a complete reset. We need somebody up there, well, who's an educator to start with, Bill. That would be a great start. We're not here looking for another education governor. You got a guy here who is going to be a governor who's an educator. We have also got to get serious about taxes and revenue in Arizona, because what the governor is doing is a shell game, moving dollars around. Meaningful dollars need to come into the system so that we can begin to invest in capital. Our schools are falling apart, particularly in rural Arizona, and we need to pay our teachers like professionals. But we also got to get back to what education is all about. And for me, that is getting rid of and limiting severely the impact of standardized testing. so that teachers can get in the classroom and teach again.
Other than education, give me a couple of your top issues, David Garcia.
Well, I'll give you the top issues that Arizonans care about. Number two is healthcare. We teeter every session on whether or not we're going to provide health care for our most vulnerable here in this state. And folks are concerned about it given the uncertainty in Washington. What voters need to know is that I am committed to providing affordable, accessible health care to all Arizonans. I think it's really a terrible condition when we have folks doing FundMe pages to help care, to help raise enough money to take care of a sick child. And that's an issue that comes up over and over again. You know, and third is the idea of revenue. When you start talking about these ideas that people want to see happen, first question is, how are you going to pay for it? And for me, it comes down to three things. You need to roll back some tax credits that are letting money leak out of away from our public schools. We need to look at closing corporate tax loopholes. But we've also got to be honest and say we've got to look at raising revenue in Arizona as well, so that we have the ability to invest in this state in the future in a way that I think Arizonans want and deserve.
We had an interesting conversation on our program yesterday, Dr. Garcia, with Dave Wells. Mr. Wells is the research director at the Grand Canyon Institute, as you know, a kind of a nonpartisan think tank in Phoenix. And he said that since 2007, Arizona has basically lost about $5 billion different cuts that we've made and ways that we could have raised revenue by getting rid of tax collectors, in effect, the people who go after, people who do cheat on them. And of course, it's not everybody, but there are some cheaters out there, and we've lost a lot of money by not enforcing some things.
Well, look, I think the Grand Canyon Institute has done some good work. Dave has got some good ideas, but the truth is he's not the only one. There are a handful of organizations that have ways that if we want to get serious about improving our schools, there's a lot of ideas out there. AZSOS has ideas, for example. It's not a shortage of ideas, Bill, to get this done. It's a shortage of political will. And in order to get that done, we need somebody up there who isn't looking for the next office, who is not a politician, and who can make these kinds of decisions. And I think that's the reason why we've gotten quite a bit of traction on this campaign. Two polls in a row have us up 2 points, a couple points on Doug Ducey, up over 20 points in the primary. And I think folks aren't looking for another standard politician. They're looking for something that is going to be different and authentic up there, and that's what we offer.
How does Kelly Fryer getting into the mix? Kelly, the YWCA CEO, we spoke with her last week. Now we've got a three-way race. How does that impact your campaign?
Kelly coming into the race is not impacting our strategy one bit. In order to win, Bill, the person at the top of the ticket needs to generate new turnout. Democrats are behind 3.5 to 4 points. And to get serious, we've got to think about where are we going to make up those new votes. And it's exactly what our campaign is focused on. I think your listeners may likely remember in 2014 when I ran, we lost by 0.5%. The governor's candidate that year lost by almost 11 points, and we made up a lot of ground. And we did it by bringing people out and getting them to come our way. And it's exactly what we got to do again. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that in the numbers. As we go out and talk to folks, enthusiasm for a real change at the top is very high. Enthusiasm in communities that generally have lower voter turnout is very high for something new and different. We think that regardless of who's in there, we're going to continue down that path and get over the top.
And name recognition is so important, and you did run for Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, narrowly losing to Diane Douglas. You certainly captured the Tucson and Phoenix, the metro areas there, and she won the rural areas. But you do have some name recognition out there. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No question. Folks, voters know we ran a great campaign in 14. Like I said, the governor's candidate lost by 11 points. We came the closest at 0.5 point. And we did that by running a solid campaign. What happened in 14, and what's really important, is, you know, we weren't running against Diane Douglas. We were running against awareness and the Republican machine. And what the concern in 14 was voter turnout was historically low here in Maricopa County. We have got to get people out to vote. And in order for that to happen, they need to see real contrast at the top of the ticket. They need to see somebody that isn't going to be business as usual, that isn't there looking for the next political appointment or, you know, taking money from lobbyists. I think when Arizonans see somebody that shares their story, when educators see another educator up there who's going to make it the kind of tough decisions we need, that's going to bring people out to vote, take care of this turnout problem. And by the way, not only help me, help every other Democrat on the ticket.
All right, Professor David Garcia, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. And your website is?
DG4AZ.com. And we've got volunteer teams, 7 already working across the state, including 2 in the Tucson area. So please join us, get out our effort to get a strong grassroots campaign going and to be successful. So thank you, Bill, and invite me back anytime.
All right, we will do that. Thank you, sir. David Garcia with us here on The Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program presented by our friends at Green Things. For those of us who love to garden, that includes me, they've got these great workshops coming up. This one I'm very interested in on Sunday. There's 2 sessions, Sunday at 10 a.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2. That's about rose pruning. I'm very much into roses, and this is the time of year. It might seem counterintuitive with the cold weather, but the roses really should be pruned right about now. So we'll get some great information out of Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk, and on the web at Green Things AZ. Check it out. We'll be right back with Shelly Fishman. Shelly's going to give me either a thumbs up or a thumbs down right now, and right now he's giving me a thumb that is really pointing right at the equator. In other words, not up, not down. It's kind of lukewarm. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday during the noon hour, our health contributor, Dr. Victoria Mazes, the executive director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine, will join us. It's Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice, and we always have our worldwide live listening podcast and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we're going to consult right now, and gladly so, with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Hello, Shelley.
Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Shelley, would you mind if we pick up a little bit on a conversation that we had concerning long-term care?
Sure. That's really a great question, because when we had that conversation, I felt very unsatisfied by the fact that we had it at the very end of the segment.
And I want you to walk out of the studio satisfied.
Ah, okay.
There you go.
So this is important for several reasons. But one of the most important things that we've been seeing is the tendency of insurance companies that were issuing long-term care policies to either withdraw from the market or to raise the premiums on their products, existing products, those products that people have already bought. Because long-term care is regulated as if it were health insurance. It's not like, say, a life insurance policy where you have a guaranteed rate for the rest of the time you own the policy. This can be changed every year.
And that can hurt.
And it can hurt a lot.
Oh, boy. So you're not locking in a rate then?
You're not.
You're
what you lock in is the benefits
are locked
that are underwritten for you at the time that you apply for the policy.
And not everybody understands that,
no,
I think, when they get into
this. It comes as a serious surprise.
Yes.
And what's more, a lot of unscrupulous selling goes on so that people say, well, you know, this company hasn't raised rates for blah, blah, blah many years. They're not likely to. Well, you know, that's nonsense. When you own one of these policies, you're going to own it for a very long time. And if there are changes in, for instance, lifespans and the way people die, quite frankly, and the way they age, that change the way companies will underwrite and do the financial calculations for the cost of these policies in their portfolios, then they are allowed, because insurance companies are rate of return regulated, they are allowed to apply to the state commissions for rate increases. Some state commissions view those applications with a great deal of skepticality. What's the word?
Skepticism.
There you go.
But others may just rubber stamp.
And others just rubber stamp. So
you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. So here in Arizona, we've had a commission that has a high propensity to allow the rate increases that are applied for by the insurance companies. But
gets
in other
you
states,
the ouch
you
factor again
and
the
ouch
consumer.
Can be as much as those increases can be as much as 100%.
Whoa.
So the The reason I wanted to talk more about this is because as the owner of one of these policies, the question that I get, or as somebody who talks to the owners of these policies, the question that I get all the time is, what can I do about it? Mm-hmm. Do I give up the policy?
Well, you hate to do that because you paid in.
Sure.
And I've got one as well, and I've paid into it a lot of money over the years. And I don't even remember when we first got it, but it's been a long time. And I know I'm paying a lot of money every month on it.
Exactly. So the issue, Bill, is to understand.
Yeah,
the issue is to understand the moving parts.
Okay.
And to understand that when you get a rate increase notification from your insurance company, that isn't absolute. You have the right to call them, even though they might not tell you so in the letter. You have the right to call them and say, how can I fix this policy to make it more affordable? Now, you can't buy up, but you can buy down.
Okay.
So you have to know what the moving parts are. And let's just review that real
quickly.
Yeah,
please. I'm very interested in this.
So the one basic moving part is, what's the daily benefit? Did you buy $200 a day? Did you buy $250? Did you buy $150? So that's one of the most important moving parts. And you also typically buy, when you buy the daily benefit, you buy the annual right for that benefit to go up or by a fixed percentage.
Is that a cost of living?
And that's
factor?
A cost of living increase. Uh-huh. But it comes in two flavors. It comes in a simple flavor. In other words, you buy 5%. So every year it goes up by 5% or compound, which means every year it goes up by 5% more than the year before. So that can be backed off if you need to have it back off. But it's one of the things, especially what we were experiencing in the 1990s and the 2000s, was the cost of this kind of custodial care, which is what long-term care insurance pays for, was going up way higher than the rate of inflation.
Yes.
So having that kind of protection, inflation protection, is important. The other moving part, or another one of the moving parts, is the total dollar benefit, the bucket that you're buying into. You say, well, doesn't it go on forever? No, it can. There are some policies that essentially would pay you for the rest of your life. It's important to know that the average stay in a nursing home is 3 years, then you die.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a 3-year policy, a 5-year policy, a 4-life policy. I've seen even shorter policies. And what they do is they take the maximum daily benefit, multiply it by 360 times the number of years, and that'll give you the total value of the policy. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll necessarily exhaust that value in that period of time, because you may not use the total daily benefit every day, but it does mean that it's a moving part that you may be able to negotiate down. So, for instance, if you've bought a 5-year policy, you might be able to save a whole bunch of money in premiums if you turn it into a 3-year policy.
Or if you've bought a lifetime policy.
Turn it into a 5-year policy, exactly.
I didn't even know you could do this negotiating.
Yep. The other moving part, or another moving part, is the waiting period that you go through before your benefits kick in the policy. And that's called an elimination period. And those can be 30 days, they can be 90 days, they can be 60 days, where you're on your own paying for this expense until the elimination period
that
is satisfied.
That could bring your premium down.
If you really take a
waiting period, if you go from 30 days to, say, 90 days even.
Precisely. For instance, one of the savings there, if you go into hospice care,
mm-hmm.
And you have a 90-day waiting period, the chances are you won't use the insurance because you'll die first.
Right.
So there are lots of moving parts. I just want to go through one or two more that people need to understand.
Okay, real quickly, Shelley.
And these are riders. For instance, restoration of benefits that says that if you go in, you break your hip, you get out of the hospital, you go into a nursing home for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and you begin to use the policy,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then you're healthy again. You recover, mm-hmm. you're out of the nursing home, and within 180 days, if you have this rider, the bucket refills to the top.
Mm.
Well, that's another thing that you might want to look at. So if you reduce benefits in a policy, what are the alternatives? And so what you need to do is chat with your advisor about other things that you can do or buy in your financial life that might begin to kind of replace some of the benefits that you negotiate away. And there are annuity products that have long-term care riders on them. There are life insurance products that have long-term care riders. It's become very interesting, a little more complex perhaps than we have time for, but it's something that you should talk to the experts about if you're experiencing one of these rate increases that makes you simply furious. And once you get over your anger, you calm down right. and say, now, what can I do to fix it?
And if you haven't taken a look at the policy, like in a long time, call the insurance company and send me out the complete policy of what I
Well, you
I've
don't
got.
Need the whole policy. You okay. need what they call the deck page, the declaration page.
Okay, well,
The policy, they won't reissue that. Okay. That costs them too much
but
money.
The
deck page.
Okay, there you go. Good advice from Shelley Fishman. We can find out more about Shelley. Go to buckmastershow.com. We've got a link right to Shelley. Shelley, good information. Thank you very much.
Have a great week.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. One of our fine sponsors, urging all Tucsonans, give it a chance if you've not been over there. Just a 3-hour drive east of Tucson. I think you will like the product. In fact, I know you're going to like the product that they offer. You can explore historic Silver City, and when you're over there, kind of a must-see thing is just north of Silver City, and that's the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, one of America's first national monuments that was dedicated by Teddy Roosevelt. So it's a must-see area of Silver City. Visit their website, great starting place, and that's southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the Buckmaster Show contributor on education, Dr. Robert Hendricks, Associate Professor Emeritus at the UA College of Education, and he's the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District, a one-time top school superintendent of the year. He even has a school named after him in the very successful Flowing Wells District. Continue to do very good things, don't they? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Bill.
So much going on with education. We started the show today with Dr. David Garcia, who his big issue is obviously education. He's a professor, as you know, up at ASU.
Yes.
Then you got Steve Farley, who's in it now, and he's talking about education. Kelly Fryer has joined. That's one of her issues, too. So it's a three-way race. But is it any coincidence that we're seeing so much information and talk from the governor's office about education?
I don't think so, Bill. I think it's very carefully choreographed. A lot of ink. For example, in today's Daily Star, front page, no less, about the state superintendent's desire to increase the salaries of teachers by $400 million, and also this new group that has been hitting the airwaves with commercials supporting education.
Saying education in Arizona is not so bad. That's the new ad campaign from this newly formed group, and maybe you know something about this group called Arizona Education Project.
Well, if you break down what they're saying, and I've seen one of their ads, they're 30-second ads, and they're very well made, and they tout the positive things about Arizona education, and I, for one, am pleased to hear that they are doing that, because anytime we can get some good press for education and what teachers are doing and what school administrators are doing and how parents and communities have come together, it's a positive thing for education. But I always wonder, anytime I see a group that forms to publicize, you know, a particular agenda, you know, who are these folks? So if you look behind the curtain, it's the parent group of the company of the Arizona Public Service Utility.
That's Chambers. The state's largest electric utility.
Right. Yeah. And
the chambers are involved,
all
right?
The chambers, and also a private school service company, and they're putting a lot of money behind this campaign. And so far, I understand that the ads are running primarily in the Phoenix area, but I would suspect that, you know, they'll move throughout the state, including Tucson, very, very shortly. And what they say is that Arizona, at least in this one ad, Arizona has a lot to be proud of, that we've improved academic performance, that we have given parents school choice, and that these are things that we should be very happy about. And they also say on their website that that we should stop the complainers and the whiners. I suspect I might be one of those whiners.
Oh, no, my goodness.
You know, who are critical of the good things that are happening
that
in education.
That almost gets to the point where it's like, well, those that are running against Governor Ducey who are complaining about education, they may fit into that complainer and whiner category.
Well, and how about this for a direct quote? Education debate has long been dominated by individuals and entities that talk down about our teachers and tear down our schools, end of quote. And so...
Well, that didn't go over, by the way, very well with Joe Thomas, who's been on this program before. Joe's the president of the Arizona Education Association, and he says that that commercial kind of gets him a little bit.
Well,
the tearing down...
Yeah, it gets under my saddle, too, because I just really...
tearing down
I
teachers.
Wonder, you know, who are these people that are... such whiners and complainers that they are out to sabotage the educational system.
They're being singled out.
I mean, if complaining about teachers being ranked the lowest in the country, if that's a complaint that they're concerned about, and I notice that they don't use that particular point in their ad or in the objectives of their campaign, if that's a complaint, then... I'll be first in line to complain because it's a problem. And our state superintendent, I commend her for, you know, the good fight that she's trying to lead in raising the sales tax to a penny.
Is that going to happen, though? You wonder.
It probably is not going to happen the way she would envision it happening. But I think it really needs to get people's attention that we have a really serious problem in the state, not only with low salaries, but we have a very, very high teacher vacancy rate. We're filling classrooms. My superintendent colleagues talk about the number of vacancies they have, particularly at the middle school and secondary level, where they're putting teachers in classrooms that do not have the academic expertise that they should have to teach that subject, almost to the point, this is an extreme, that if you have somebody who's willing, has a pulse, let's put them in front of kids. And that's not what we ought to be about. That's not that does not further the educational goals of this country, nor does it help the individual student, the child, who we hope will be a productive citizen in the future.
And that's Dr. Robert Hendricks with us here, Buckmaster contributor on education. You know, getting back to the substitute teachers, they do a great job, but the problem is even when now the substitutes are ill or something, so the students are getting a substitute for a substitute.
Well, that's true. And, you know, a substitute in any organization is exactly that. They don't have the buy-in. They don't have the investment. They're not part of the permanent team. And so to bring somebody in on a temporary basis, you know, might be, you know, an infill temporary solution, but it really doesn't solve the problem.
Well, Diane Douglas gave her State of the Education speech yesterday, and she wants a $400 million tax hike to boost pay for teachers. And I just don't know where that money's going to come from.
Well, I don't either. And, you know, I think there's a looming issue on the horizon that we really need to pay attention to.
What is that?
And that is the extension of the 301 sales tax.
Can you briefly explain that?
Well, the 301 sales tax is what has given some money in a major amount of money into the coffers of our current salary schedule, and it's due to be revoted on by the legislature in the year 2021, which is not that distant in the future. And so we need to make sure that that's renewed, or if we don't do that, you know, for basic starters, we've got a even serious, more serious problem in terms of teacher salaries and salary structure.
I've wanted to talk with you the last couple of months about this Phoenix Coding Academy, and I guess it's the whole idea of computer science in terms of our future and economic development. It is critical, but I'm going to have to hold that. I know we will talk about it, but I think we need to give it more than a minute.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but I think absolutely. We need to. Well, let's shoot for February talking about it. But I did want, because of all this kind of breaking news with education, I think I wanted you to weigh in for the listeners on that.
Okay. Well, I hope, Bill, that you know, with everything that's being stirred, that people have a very clear idea of, you know, how important education is. And we always pay lip service to that. And these organizations that have support of this new campaign, mm-hmm. I think their heart hopefully is in the right place. They mm-hmm. want education to be sure. a positive contributor to our society.
Right.
We just may not see it quite as nonpartisan as they would like to think they represent.
All right. Dr. Robert Hendricks with us on the Buckmaster Show. Thanks a lot, Bob. It's good to see
you. My pleasure.
Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson has our Fox Tucson Arts Report coming up next.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Bon Voyage Travel's 2018 Travel Showcase is back. With over 30 travel companies to share their knowledge and a room full of travel professionals, you can't go wrong. Planning the perfect vacation takes time and involves quite a bit of research. Bon Voyage Travel is here to simplify the process and ensure you always receive the best value. Join us February 3rd at La Paloma from noon to 4 p.m. There'll be presentations, exclusive offers, prizes, and a show floor giving you the opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation with us. Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improved regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our arts report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Cirque d'Or on, I hope I pronounced that right, on Friday, January 26th, and there'll be a second performance this Saturday on the 27th. So we've got Friday and Saturday at the Fox. That's going to be great. That's featuring an array of the world's greatest acrobats. Then February 7th, yes, Amy Grant hits the stage at the Fox, an evening with Amy Grant, iconic pop star, performing at the Fox. And then February 16th, performance of Girls' Night, the musical. That is going to be a lot of fun. It's really the girls get together and they go from heartbreak to happiness during one wild night of karaoke. For more information, to purchase tickets and to view the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule, visit foxtucson.com. Dan Gibson is with us on the live line from Visit Tucson with our Fox Arts Report. Dan, how are you?
I'm okay, although you mentioning the Amy Grant show reminds me that I'll be out of town for it.
Oh, really? That's sad. Yeah, you've got you have a business trip, I think, coming up.
I do. She's a beautiful angel, and she has an incredible catalog of songs. I won't be there, so I assume all your listeners will go in my place.
Knowing you're not there, they will certainly, as they say, fill the void.
I hope so. I'm leaving two tickets for some lucky person to go. But it's an exciting time in the arts world, Bill. You know, I mean, it's a gem show time. All this stuff is happening. You want to hear some exciting things that you might enjoy doing?
I would love to hear some.
Okay, great. Ted DeGrazia. You know, people know his work. You know, one of the most replicated artists in the world. But did you know? Did he the obscure technique of encaustic painting for a while?
I didn't
know. Between 1953 and 1957.
No, yes. I didn't know that.
Molten colored beeswax.
Huh.
So they're going to show dozens of those works at the DeGrazia Gallery of the Sun. The opening reception is Friday, January 26th from 5 to 7, but the exhibit will run through September 5th. Make sure you check that out. So things you don't usually get to see from the DeGrazia.
No, catalog, I didn't. Dan, I didn't know they had those up in the archives up there at the Gallery in the Sun.
He was an experimental guy, which people don't always realize. So it's definitely worth checking out while you can.
Yeah, he's certainly more than, you know, what he's known, kind of the iconic UNICEF angels that he did. I mean, they're great too, but he did a lot of other interesting
stuff. For sure. Yeah. And it's a beautiful place to just be anyway.
Yep.
University of Arizona Museum of Art, great programming all the time lately. Saturday, January 27th, they're having a program. They have a new exhibition called You Are Here. understandings of our world. So Professor Emeritus of the Department of Planetary Sciences, Robert Strom, will be talking about his work mapping the surface of Mercury.
Wow.
Yeah, so his maps of the planet are part of the exhibition, but he spent 36 years in teaching and researching, and he'll be talking about that. It is included with museum admission. It is Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m., which if you are into astronomy, you're definitely going to want to check that out. Jim Show, there's plenty of obviously things going on. One of the most exciting events is the Flame Off. This is 18 glass artists. They race against the clock to make the best molten glass masterpiece. It was founded by Tom Philobaum in 2001. This is the 17th year. It is a must-see event. It's actually super incredible. They get cameras in there so you can see HD close-ups of what they're working on. There's beer, wine, live auctions, food truck, and fire. I mean, lots of fire. So that's a thrill. That's Friday, February 2nd from 7 to 11 p.m.
Tom Philobaum is a legend in this town. He is a rock star in his area of the glass world.
Absolutely. And obviously, you can go check out his work. I think he's actually participating in the Flame Off as well, his work downtown. But also, what they're doing at Sonoran Glass School, really exciting. Opportunities to learn, giving people an opportunity to do new work there. It's really a Tucson. I hate to say the word gem because it sounds like a terrible pun, but what they're doing, it's incredible over there. Lots of great stuff at the Sonoran Glass School.
Does the Gem Show actually begins, I think, next week?
Yeah, it's almost, I mean, honestly, happening now-ish. I mean, it's the in full force next week, but there's already things happening. The place is opening up and shows appearing on the periphery. It's 47 shows this year. Six of them have expanded, so it's bigger and better. I mean, that's a cliche for a PR person to say, but really is the biggest show that in years for by all accounts.
What about other arts events coming up? I could take a couple more.
I got one for you. This is a really good one. At Tucson Museum of Art Historic Block, Tuesday, February 6th from 6 to 8 p.m., they're having a public lecture. It's the first installment of their 2018 Leadership Circle Lecture Series. It is Jose Diaz. He's the chief curator of the Warhol Museum.
Really?
This is a big deal. He is a fellow at the Center for Curatorial Leadership, native of Miami. It is free and open to the public, but you should make reservations. You should call the museum and make reservations for it. But he'll be speaking about Andy Warhol, about the museum and his work there, which, you know, sounds like a pretty good time to me.
Jeremy is doing such a great job over there at Tucson Museum of Art.
It's
terrific.
Really been revitalized by the construction and all the renovations. So they've added a lot of different, lot of exciting new stuff there. If you haven't been in the last month, you haven't been at all.
All right, I'll take another one.
Oh wow! All right. Well, how about this? Speaking of the Tucson Museum of Art, you want to mark your calendar for the 2018 Spring Artisans Market, February 16th. That'll be actually February 16th through February 18th. I don't know if you've been to the Holiday Artisans, the Holiday Artisans Market. This is the spring one. 100 juried artisans. They pick very carefully. These are very excellent people. Pottery, glass, jewelry, textiles, gift items. The museum is actually free and open to the public during the Artisans Market.
Mm.
So you can buy some exciting art and see some exciting art. It's a full weekend. So you want to mark the whole weekend off. You don't want to miss it. 16th through 18th.
Good things going on at TMA, and good things going on at Visit Tucson. Dan Gibson is the Director of Communications at Visit Tucson, and Dan put out a news release today that the Tucson Hotel performance in 2017, I have not seen numbers like this year to year in a long time, up 13.5%.
Yeah, that's. I feel like this is the part of the Dan Gibson jargon about his rev parts, revenue per available room, what every room makes, whether it's occupied or not, and that number is the primary thing that you go hotel industry health by. But so, 13.5% 2017 over 2016, which is more money in the pockets of hoteliers, more tax money, more everything. There's more people coming and they're spending more, which is a plus on both fronts. And the Arizona Bowl. Incredible, 67% increase over last year in occupancy. So it was a nice close to the year. We had every single month we had an increase of rev par.
Wow, that it's been a while.
It has been a while. There's a lot going on. There's certainly a lot of pent-up interest, and Tucson's becoming a pretty hot sort of tourist spot. It's ending up on all these lists and articles and TV shows, and it's all happening. It's almost too much to deal with.
Right time and the right place for you, Dan Gibson, over at Visit Tucson. And it was announced today that you will be one of the guest hosts while Buckmaster, is on vacation in May. I understand you'll be doing a full tourism hour. That's going to be interesting in May.
I can only hope it to be as interesting as any of your shows. I'm hoping to be slightly more interesting than your least interesting.
Well, the lineup was announced today, and you're in there, so there we go.
I'll do my very best. It's a proud occasion for me.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. The Buckmaster Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Cirque d'Or this Friday, and a second performance on Saturday. Then, February 7th, Amy Grant hits the Fox stage, an evening with Amy Grant. She is really such a beloved performer. Friday, February the 2nd, the Petty Breakers will present a precisely produced concert filled with, guess who, the iconic Tom Petty hits coming to the Fox. For more information, to purchase tickets, and to view the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule, take a look at foxtucson.com. All right, coming up this afternoon, Ray Allen will be with Mike this afternoon, Mike Shaw, for Mike Check, the name of the program. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, me, Bill Buckmaster, with you tomorrow, and we'll talk with our friend Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes, always an interesting session with her, our contributor on health. All of that's tomorrow, but right now, today, I wish you a great afternoon and evening. Have a good one.